See Nick and Reader passed out on the roadside?
They're just training for the road race.
All right, show's over. I'm tired.
It's more hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Chris and Reader were you this morning. I'm kind of broke at the moment.
Really?
Yeah, we just got paid, but I made a bit of a miscalculation because math is not my strong point.
Ah.
And then something with my rent messed up as well. Don't. So it's just been a collection of dun-dun-dun bricks of just not good stuff, really.
Ah.
So I've been looking on the internet, like, ways to save money, you know, money quick. I mean, there's all these pyramid schemes and
all
this stuff. I'm like, whoa. And then there's like, okay, if you save $1 from this day, $1, blah, 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 and then it all adds up, and by the end of the year, you'll have $284. Oh, yes, $284. Like, I've got savings, so I could dip into them.
Yeah.
But the thing is, it's like Pringles. Once they're open...
You can't just have one. You can't do it once.
I mentioned Pringles because I'm getting some sponsorship money from them. It's a way of making money.
Okay.
No, you keep going back into it, and that's what I do anyway. Money burns a hole in my pocket.
I hear that.
I've got very empty pockets because of that. Like, oh yeah, I need five pots of Play-Doh. Not sure why, but it's a great saving.
I hear you.
Oh, I'm gonna have to go back to like ramen noodles. Back to my student days of just like boiling up some 15-cent noodles,
just ramen noodles and bologna sandwiches.
Oh yeah, and you know, hot dog water soup.
Ooh.
I that's just making me hungry. Just think about that.
Precious moments.
What I have learned from this researching how to save money is what you need to do to save money. Is have money in the first place.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go look for some money. go just look around. There must be some money somewhere.
Just know that it doesn't grow on trees.
Oh, I don't know. It might do. I just have a pocket full of tent caterpillars instead.
Nick can't wait to get out to the golf links.
Reader can't wait to get out on the sausage links.
Sorry, ladies. I'm not the golfing type.
It's more hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
So, Reader, you know I'm always trying to keep up with Scandinavian trends.
Well, yeah, it's your biggest passion.
I mean, everyone knows that. Everyone knows when they think of Scandinavia, they think, oh yeah, Chris likes to keep up with that. It's no secret. But there's a new trend coming out of there, and it's something I do a lot. It's called pants drunk.
Pants drunk.
Yeah, it's got some. It's got like a. What do you call it? Above the U, it's got a...
The two dots.
Pronunciation.
Like Motley Crue.
Yeah, exactly. So, just like Motley Crue.
That's the first thing I think of when I think of the umlaut.
And pants drunk, it's exactly what it sounds like. It's drinking booze in your underwear. Alone. It's just about enjoying your own company, apparently, which is great. You just sit on the couch, just getting pants drunk.
Okay.
And now that it's got a trendy name, it's completely acceptable, I guess.
Just think, with football season about to get started too, that'll mean, you know, even more days doing that.
Maybe someone would ask if you wanted to go to the bar to watch the game, and you could be like, no, I'm getting pants drunk tonight.
Yes.
It's trendy.
Just make sure you wear green pants.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. And this is great, because it's now got an excuse. So if you are watching The Office or something on Netflix for the 50th time, and then someone walks in, and you're just sat there, just in your underwear, having a drink, you can. It's no longer embarrassing.
No.
Because it's got a name. What are you doing? You're being lazy. No. I'm getting pants drunk. I'm having a good time.
Ask our friends in Scandinavia.
Yeah. You know what I'm doing later today? Probably getting pants drunk. No one's invited.
People keep pictures of their kids at work.
Nick and Reader have pictures of their refrigerators.
Weird, right?
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Pretty good weekend after the rain on Saturday and a lot of rain on Friday as well. So it's it was a Sunday. Amazing day to be outside.
Yeah?
Yeah, I loved it. I was me and my girlfriend, we went and watched some stock car racing.
Oh, cool.
Her parents and some of her family actually race with Swan Valley Stock Car Club, and they were in town. So we went and watched them race at Yellowhead International Speedway.
Cool.
It was a lot of fun, and the weather was good, as you can see.
You got a bit of sun.
Oh yeah, my face is red. My nose is Rudolphy. I'm spreading Christmas cheer just with my nose. And it was a lot of fun to go and watch. It's something I haven't really done too much.
No.
I've seen in the UK. I went to drag racing a lot.
Oh.
So it's completely different, really. Drag racing, you're just like, let's see how fast we can go. That way.
Yeah, this is a little different.
Yeah.
Oval racing stock cars. Yeah.
And it was a whole bunch of fun. And I was looking at it and I was thinking, you know what, that'd be so much fun to get in one of those
Wouldn't
cars
it be?
And just drive around. But then I thought of my history with cars and stuff. It's probably something I should skip for now.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I'm not gonna do it anytime soon.
Nick and Reader are competing to see who's got the tightest bicycle shorts. Spoiler, nobody wins.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
In BC, they're facing a bit of a problem.
Really?
There's a few problems in BC. There's stuff in the news and stuff that I don't understand, but that's happening. But this is the story that I'm taking notice of. There's some birds that are creating havoc in Surrey.
Really?
The birds are probably the most annoying birds in the world. Peacocks. Oh, I just hate them. I don't like... They look nice, but they're just annoying. When I was back home in the UK, every summer or so, we'd just have peacocks that descended on the village.
Really?
And, like, they'd... You'd be woken up by that at 4 a.m. That's not a good noise to be woken up by. but that's not the problem they're facing in BC. The problem is they keep attacking cars.
Wow.
And, like, peacocks have got a pretty good beak on them. You don't want to get in the way of that.
No.
So they are, like, they're completely destroying cars. And, like, it's luxury cars because it's Surrey, BC, where everyone can afford that.
Mm-hmm.
And, they're destroying panels.
Oh, my goodness. So, how do you know when they're about to attack? Like, do they flare up their...
I guess so, yeah.
They, back tails and in full display, and they just come and peck the heck out of your vehicle?
Waddle over. They walk a bit like turkeys, I find.
Yeah.
I wonder if they taste like turkey. But you're probably not allowed to eat peacocks.
Probably not.
You can do it quietly. If you don't tell anyone, it's okay.
Oh, my goodness.
But what this story has made me realize is that peacocks are just pretty Canada goose. They're just Canada goose that look nice.
Kind of.
That's the only difference. They're just pretty.
It's time one-on-one. Ready? Go!
Nick's planting his own watermelon to eat.
Reader wants to wear a helmet to Rider Games.
Yeah! More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Cheese is pretty good, isn't it?
It is delightful.
Cheese is one of the best things in life. And in South Korea, that's nice Korea, they've only just realized about cheese. It's only been in the last couple decades.
Really?
They've discovered cheese. I find that so bizarre.
Yeah.
Like, just to one day go, hey guys, look, this is cheese. You can put it on bread, it's good. You put it on pizza, it's real good.
Have they only had pizza maybe the last 20 years? I don't know.
Yeah, so it's historically not in their diet.
Hmm.
But now it is, and it's a big part of it. And they celebrate it all any time they can. In 2004, in fact, a cheese theme park opened. A whole theme park dedicated to cheese. It's very popular to go to, in fact. No, like, rides or anything. It's
really?
Just somewhere where you can go learn about cheese, make your own cheese, eat a load of cheese, and there's even a cheese castle.
Wow.
I'm thinking they should start to make rides. They should have, like, rides for this. A theme park isn't a theme park if you haven't got, like, a roller coaster.
Of course not.
Maybe a roller coaster made of cheese going through, like, Swiss cheese because there's holes.
You have the Ring of Fire, except instead you get inside a giant wheel of cheese and you go around and around.
That makes so much sense. And maybe, so, like, a Ferris cheese wheel, that would be good. A ghost train. All you do is you just eat a whole load of cheese and then just lay down and sleep.
Maybe.
And then bring on some nightmares. Sounds like a lot of fun. Do.
You'll have a good time.
Oh.
Listen to Nick and Reader on their podcast daily from Fox FM.
Online.
We stream it online.
Download or subscribe today.
Plug in and listen.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.